My name once again is Brother Benson Nebre. I am one of your missionaries to Philippines and Southeast Asia. And it's good to be back here again. And I usually say it in the south part of the country, but I don't know what's your accent here. But I usually say good evening to y'all. That's how they say in the south part of the country. But it's good evening to everyone. And first of all, I just want to thank you, preacher, church, Fellowship Baptist Church. Thank you so much. Thank you for being one of my partner in the ministry. And thank you for your trust, for your love, for your care, for your continued support to our ministry. And you know, those things are a great help and encouragement to our ministry. And thank you so much. And as I have told you before, when the first time that I preach here, that when you support me and you are also supporting me and Brother Bobby in the Philippines, because we have 12 to 13 hours difference, so you just converted. You have converted your ministry 24/7. Because whenever it's evening here, it's morning in the Philippines. So whenever you are sleeping over here, we are going to work back there. So the sun will never set in your ministry over here. So thank you so much for that. And I am forever grateful on all those things. And I do believe that that I am always in your prayer. And that is going to be a great encouragement for me that when I go back to Philippines, that I know that halfway around the world, there is someone like you praying for me. So thank you so much. And I really thank God and praise God for giving you as one of my partner in the ministry. And I'm so thankful to God because I just graduated my master's degree last May. And I'm getting ready to go back home this coming August 30. I'll be flying back to Philippines on the end of this month. So pray for me. I'm really so excited. I'm so excited to go back home to start my second church, and also in December, I will get married. So pray for me about that, because in the Philippines, we have different culture. Our culture in the Philippines is the groom needs to take care of every expenses in the wedding. And so pray for me, but I'm so excited. I'm really excited because our people in the Philippines are still open in the gospel and in everything. So we want to grab that opportunity while our people over there are still open in the gospel. Actually, our people, our Filipinos, are not just open in gospel. They are open in everything. That's why if there is any other religion or cult will start in the Philippines, Filipinos will just receive or believe those different teachings. Even if it's a wrong teaching, they will just accept it. Actually, there's a cult right now in the Philippines, and this is the fastest growing cult in the Philippines. The name of that cult is Iglesia Ni Cristo. And this Iglesia Ni Cristo, they are bearing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they are totally denying His deity. They said that Jesus Christ and their founder is a Filipino, and his name is Felix Manalo. They said that Felix Manalo and Jesus Christ is just on the same level, that they are just both prophets. And they are really growing fast in the Philippines, and the people in the Philippines are just believing and accepting those teachings. And actually, they have this one funny beliefs. They have this one teachings that it's kind of funny, but the Filipinos are just accepting or receiving those beliefs. And this is one of them. Because they have good buildings, and they said that in rapture, literally, God will took up the church building. And if you are not inside the building during the rapture, you will be left behind. So that's one of their doctrines, one of their teachings. And the Filipinos, our people in the Philippines, they are just receiving and accepting those teachings. So we want to grab that opportunity to share them the real way of salvation. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. So pray for me as I go back to Philippines. I start my second church in the province of Bataan. If you have heard the Bataan Death March during World War II, when those Japanese invaded the Philippines, and the United States of America helped our country, and there's a lot of soldiers, Filipino soldiers and American soldiers, that died on that Bataan Death March. I'll be going to that province. It's about 5 hours away from my first church that I started, but I'm so excited and looking forward on what God has in store for me in the Philippines. So pray for me. Pray for me as I go back. And I'm really excited, and thank you so much once again, preacher. And I do really appreciate every one of you, and thank you because I have a chance to go back here again to to say goodbye to you and to say thank you. And also, please do pray. I have something that I want to share you tonight. And I'm trying to raise a funds for a church vehicle. And I don't know if you could all see it there. And this vehicle, it's like a bus, but we called it jeepney. And it costs $8,000. And the seating capacity of this jeepney is about 24. But in the Philippines, if you could notice in this picture, we can put in and out the car. So I could put at least 30 to 35 inside this car. So why I am trying to raise a funds for this? I'm trying to raise a fund because not like you or not like here, most of you have your own cars. But in the Philippines, we don't have our own cars. Actually, most or all of our church people doesn't have their own cars. So every Sunday, every services, every Wednesday night, we need to rent a car just to pick them up, just for them to go to church. And if we don't have money to use or to rent a car, they need to walk at least 5 miles. And our church, my first church that I started, we are in the other side of the river. So those people, our church people that from the other side of the river, they need to cross the river. And we have a bridge, we call it hanging bridge. It's like a swaying bridge. And they need to pass that bridge. And you know, the good thing is they are really enjoying passing that swaying bridge, that hanging bridge. But sometimes it really breaks our hearts to see them walking on that bridge just for them to go to church. And then they are sweating and it's raining, they are really wet. So we come up to pray for a church vehicle that we could use for our church vehicle, church service. And as of now, I already have 2,557.85 in this project. So I'm praying for the remaining of it. And I'm praying for 40 churches or individual that will be willing to give at least $200 less or more for this project. So please include this into your prayer. So once again, thank you so much for everything and for your prayers and for your love to our ministry. So I just want to sing a song. I brought my Filipino-sized guitar. And for the 2 years and 10 months that I've stayed here in your country, you know, all I can say is God has been good. That He is so good, I have been blessed. So I will sing a song, I Have Been Blessed. When He moves among us, all that He does, all of His mercy and all of His love, if the pen of the writer could write every day, even this world could never contain how much I have been blessed. Though warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, the laughter in summer, and the changing of leaves, the food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back and shoes on my feet, I have been blessed. Oh, I have been blessed, God so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them, there's not enough time. So I just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. Arms that will raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can walk, ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed. a father and mother who nurtured and raised our sisters and brothers, our memories made. Our pastor to lead us, this altar to pray. His stripes that can heal, and the blood that still saves. I have been blessed for having a Savior who pardons our sin. He is our friend, our master and king. He's preparing a mansion for us to live in. And someday he'll call us, for sure we'll go in. We have been blessed. Oh, I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I just thank God for being so kind. God has been good, so good. I have been blessed. Amen. And I really thank God for all His blessings on me, especially for the salvation that He gave me when I was 12 years old, and for His calling to me when I was 15 years old, and for this ministry that He called me to do. And I'm really thankful to God because He encountered me faithful and put me into this ministry. So thank you so much. And I believe that's the first time that I preach here. I already told this to you. And do you know Elizabeth Taylor? As Elizabeth Taylor told to her 8th husband, I won't keep you long. So do I. I will not keep you long tonight, but I will just preach the word of God. And because I always remember that preacher from Ohio, he said, I am from Ohio, so I will preach you the acronym Ohio. So he preached O-H-I-O, 30 minutes, each letter. So he preached for 2 hours. So after the preaching, he preached somewhere in Virginia. So after the preaching, all the members of the church that he preached to, they just want to go home. But there was a lady from the back. She went to the preacher, and she shakes his hands, and she said, Preacher, thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you are not from North Carolina. So I am from Ohio, but I will not preach you the acronym Ohio. I will preach you the acronym North Carolina. No, I will not do that. But if you have your Bible, please, and if you will, and if you are able, please stand up with me in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 up to 41. I will read this verse in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, and this is what the Bible says. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And verse 36, And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little sheep. In verse 37, And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said unto one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful night that you have given us. Thank you, O God, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for this privilege, for this opportunity that I have to preach thy word. But my prayer tonight, O God, that you will be our speaker for tonight. Speak to us. Reminds us once again, O Lord, challenge us. And be with us, help us, O God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may now be seated. And I don't know in this country if how many storms will pass every year. But in the Philippines, I know, and we call the storm in the Philippines typhoon. And we have at least 20 to 30 typhoons a year. And that's so many, it will landfall into different parts of the Philippines, into different islands in the Philippines. And by the way, we have 1,007 islands in the Philippines. So that storm or that typhoons, that 20 to 30 typhoons a year, it will landfall to different areas in the Philippines. And every time we have typhoon in the Philippines, especially in our place, in my first church, in my hometown, when the heavy rain, even it's not a storm, when it is heavy rain, because our place is a lowlands, and it's like a catch basin. So whenever there's a storm there, typhoon in our place, we have flood at least two to three floods a year. And the deepest that I experience is the one that you will double me. So it's not too deep. Oh, it's about 10 feet, and it lasts at least for a month. Sometimes it lasts for a week and 2 weeks. So that's the typhoon that comes into the Philippines. And do you still remember back 2013 when a typhoon Haiyan? Do you remember that typhoon? We call that in the Philippines typhoon Yolanda. I don't know why they always name the typhoon, the storm, into a girl's name in the Philippines. But that's the name of typhoon Yolanda. And this typhoon Haiyan, if you remember, probably this is the strongest typhoon that has been landfall in the entire world history. And this typhoon Haiyan, the sustained winds of this typhoon is 195 miles per hour. A gust strength is of 235 miles per hour. They said it will be equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane. And it landfall in the Philippines, in the middle part of the Philippines, and there's a lot of buildings that was destroyed. There's a lot of livelihood farms or like a fish pond that was destroyed. And around 6,000 people got died in that typhoon. So when a typhoon or a storm comes to do in that island, it destroys many things. It destroys buildings, it destroys life. You know, in our Christian life, we face different kinds of storms. I don't know if you are facing storms right now, but once in a while, we have like storms in our life. I don't know if you are facing problems right now, or trials, difficulties, circumstances in your life. But from time to time, a storm comes into our life. And as I told you, storms or a typhoon destroys many things. But you know, in the time of storm, we need to look on for something, because there is always beauty in the storm. There is always beauty in those problems that comes into our life. There's always beauty in those trials that comes into our life. And in this story that we have read a while ago, there are three things that these disciples need to look to. And we have also these things that we need to look to in times of storm. So in times of storm, what we need to look for or what we need to look on. So the Bible says that the storm comes into their life. And the Bible says in verse 37, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full." So when the storms comes into our life, what we need to look, the very first thing that we need to look on or we need to look for is the first thing that these disciples look on. You know who they look for? They look on for the Lord. When the storms of our life comes, church, the very first one that we need to look on is look on the Lord. Let us look on the Lord. He's on the same ship with these disciples. And these disciples, the Bible says that they are so fearful. And the Bible said when Jesus Christ told them, they have no faith. But even though they have no faith, they still look on the Lord. You know, when the storms of our life comes, if you are having problem right now, the very first thing that you need to look on is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, the Bible says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." What we need to look on for Jesus, the Bible says, He's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. When we have problems, when we have difficulties, when we have trials, look on our Lord Jesus Christ. He endured the cross for us. Those problems that we are facing right now, we cannot compare that on the things that our Lord Jesus Christ did for every one of us. The Bible says, He endured the cross. He despised the shame. You know, that shame that He despised, it's supposed to be our shame. So when problems comes into our life, we need the very first one, the very first thing that we need to look on is look on the Lord. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. We need to look on the Lord Jesus Christ because He is right now sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. He is in control of everything. With those problems that you have right now, let us just look on to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the same God. He is the same Lord that helps David to face Goliath. He is the same God, the same Lord that helps Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were in the burning pure furnace. He is the same God that helps the Israelites to escape the Egypt, to escape Pharaoh. The same God. He is the same God that we're still serving today. So when the problems of our life come, when the storms of our life comes, the very first thing that we need to do is look on the Lord. And the second thing, let us notice in verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship, and there were also with Him other little sheep. You know, when the storms of our life come, let us look on the other little ships. You know, these other little ships, they are also facing the same storm as the disciples were facing. When that storm came to them, there are other little ships that was around them. And they are also facing the same storm as like them. And let us repair this little ship like those people that are in the nursing home. Maybe they are the orphan in the orphanage. Maybe they were those kids that we teach in Sunday school or vacation Bible school. Maybe they were those people that are in jail. They are the other little ships. And they are also facing the same storm that we are facing. They also have problems. They also have difficulties. They also have trials. And you know, sometimes those other little ships, they are looking on us. We have the Lord Jesus Christ on our ship. We have the Lord Jesus Christ on our ship. You know, the very first thing that we tend to do when the storms of our life come, we want to stop. We want to quit. But there are other little sheep that was looking on us. If we quit, what do you think those other little sheep will feel? We are the one that goes to the nursing home to encourage them. We are the one that teach those little kids in the vacation Bible school. We are the one that proclaimed the gospel to those people in the jail. But when we quit because of the storms of our life, what will happen to those people, to those other little ships? We need to look on the other little ships. When the storms of our life of our lives come, remember, there are other little ships that surround us that are looking on us. The third thing that I want to share to you tonight is on verse 35. The Bible says, "And the same day, when the even was come, He saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side." When the storms of our life comes, and we want to quit, and we want to stop, the very first thing that we need to do, we need to look on the Lord. The second thing is we need to look on those other little ships that are looking on us. And the third thing is we need to look on the other side. Church, in this story, when Jesus Christ told to His disciples, let us pass over into the other side, do you know He's repairing to the country of Gadarenes? But you know who is in the country of Gadarenes? Why He said, let us pass over unto the other side? Who is on the other side? Do you know who is on the other side? There was a man there that was being possessed by many evil spirits. He was possessed not by just one evil spirit, but the Bible says he was possessed by a legion of evil spirit. the man that was dwelling among the tombs, he was living among the tombs, he is living like dead. The man that was plucking asunder all those fetters and chains, the man that was out of control, the man that was out of his mind. But the Bible says that the man that always night and day was crying, was cutting himself with a stone. That was the maniac of Gadara, the man of Gadara. Do you know who this man of Gadara typifies to or whom he represents to? He represents those people that are lost. You know, those people that are lost, they are also under the devil's control. They are also dwelling among the tombs. They are also cutting themselves with stones day and night. They are also those that crying day and night. They are also the one that plucking asunder fetters and chains. They were the lost people. When the storms of our life comes, church, and if we want to quit, if we want to stop, always remember to look on the other side. There are people around us that are lost. You have loved ones that are still lost. I have loved ones that are still lost. You know, as a missionary, I started going to different churches about a year and a half ago. And I came here year 2014. So I left my family for almost 3 years. And every time I heard, when my brother called me or he messaged me that our mother was sick and he's so weary, our father got hospitalized. And, you know, those things made me discouraged. And I don't know what to do because I wasn't there before. Before I came here, I've been helping them. I've been supporting my parents financially and everything. But when I came here, I don't know what to do because I'm studying. I cannot work in Ohio that time. So I don't know what to do. And then when I start doing deputation, going to different churches, I can't pick up support. And some churches will turn me down. Some churches will discourage me because I don't know. Some churches didn't believe in the national missionaries. So I've been discouraged. There have been storms and difficulties, trials, problems that comes to me. And I want to quit. But you know, I just remember to look on the Lord. And to look on those other little sheep. And to remember to look on the other side. I know that there is more lost souls in the Philippines that is waiting for me. And if I quit, if I just want to go home, those people that are lost, that the devil was destroying their life, who will tell them the good news? Church, I don't know what problems or what storm you are facing right now. But when the storms of your life comes, just look on the Lord. Look on those other little ships. And always remember to look on the other side. There are lost souls around us. Those lost souls, they cannot be led by another loss. The Bible says that the blind cannot lead another blind. That the halt cannot lead another halt. They need every one of us. And if we quit because of the storms, if we stop because of the problems that comes to our life, those people that are lost, if they die without the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, they will go to hell. So when the storms of your life comes, just look on the Lord. The very first thing that we need to do, just look on the Lord. Look on the other little ships and look on the other side. I hope it will become a help to every one of us. Thank you so much and God bless you all.